KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school basketball locally last night, and boys hoops, a game heard here on KJAN. It was Lewis Central defeating Atlantic 76-74 in Hawkeye 10 conference play. Lewis Central held the lead most of the second half, 3 to 5, 7 points for the most part in that second half of the basketball game as Atlantic continually tried to rally, but fouls and a lopsided free throw slate cost the Trojans last night. Lewis Central made 29 of their 41 free throw attempts. Atlantic tried 19 times, made 15 of them, but far short in the balance of free throws last night as Lewis Central wins it by 2. Josiah Shepard finished with a game-high 24 points to lead the Titans for Atlantic. Dalton Franken had a team-high 22 points before fouling out late in that contest. Atlantic falls to 5-2 overall with that loss. Elsewhere in boys Hawkeye 10 play last night, it was Glenwood defeating Harlan 64-53. Clarinda down Shenandoah 69-26. Creston over Red Oak 70-47. And Denison, an overtime 81-79 winner last night over Kemper Catholic. In Rolling Hills Conference play last night, Adair Casey beating East Green 55-49. It was Cam over Ankeny Christian Academy 58-41, while Exira EHK defeats Walnut 77-46. Also in the Western Iowa Conference action last night, it was non-conference play for Riverside. They fell to Fremont Mills 58-54. In other basketball boys hoops last night, it was Coon Rapids Bayard over Madrid 52-39. St. Albert beat Clarinda Academy 53-40. Earlham, a winner over West Central Valley of Stewart 73-43. IKM Manning defeats Whiting 68-23. Jefferson Scranton over Prairie Valley 63-46. Logan Magnolia beat Woodbine 60-43. Mount Air over Corning 64-57. Nishnabotna beat Heartland Christian 71-26. Odebolt Arthur BCIG topping Maple Valley 61-44. Arweva beat Charter Oak Ute 70-66. And Woodward Academy, a winner over Panorama 66-59 last night. In girls high school basketball last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Lewis Central topping Atlantic 67-33, Glenwood defeating Harlan 65-45, Kemper Catholic a 49-42 winner over Denison, Shenandoah beat Clarinda 45-36. In Rolling Hills Conference girls play last night, it was Cam over Ankeny Christian 52-21, Exira EHK defeating Walnut 61-40, Iowa Christian Academy a winner over Peyton Sherdan 65-26. Also in non-conference play last night, Riverside of the Western Iowa Conference, a 45-42 winner over Fremont Mills. Elsewhere around the region last night, Coon Rapids Bayard wins over Madrid 73-29. It was Corning over Mount Air 49-27. Jefferson Scranton defeating Prairie Valley 45-42. Nishnabotna beat Heartland Christian 62-21. Odebolt Arthur BCIG beat Maple Valley 78-37. West Central Valley over Earlham 63-56. Arweva top Charter Oak Ute 61-23. While Woodbine beat Logan Magnolia 44-35. In men's college hoops last night, Doug McDermott had 24 points as Creighton never trailed as they rolled to a 76-59 victory over Drake. The Blue Jays, who fell out of the top 25 on Monday, scored the game's first 11 points and held a double-digit lead from the 12:49 mark in the first half. McDermott was 9 of 12 from the field and made all 6 of his free throws. He also had 7 rebounds, matching the game's high total. Antoine Young had 18 points and 6 assists, while Gregory Ekinik contributed 10 points and 4 block shots for Creighton, which shot 60% from the floor in the game. Ben Simons had 17 points and was the only player in double figures for Drake, as the Bulldogs shot 37% from the floor. Drake falls to 8-6 overall, 1-2 in the Valley. The Blue Jays are 12-2, 2-1 in Valley play. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, number 2 Kentucky had little trouble with UALR by a final of 73-51. It was number 6 Ohio State over Nebraska 71-40. 7th rated Missouri beat up on Oklahoma 87-49. Seton Hall knocked off 8th rated UConn 75-63. Number 10 Michigan State holds off number 18 Wisconsin in overtime 63-60. 11th rated Louisville beat St. John 73-58. 13th rated Florida over UAB 79-61. While Fordham upends number 22 Harvard 60-54 last night. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes will be in action this evening in Big Ten Conference men's basketball. You'll hear that game here on the radio tonight as Iowa travels to Williams Arena in Minneapolis to face off against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Iowa looks for its second straight Big Ten road win as they stunned number 11 Wisconsin, beating them 72-65 on Saturday. The Golden Gophers have dropped their first two Big Ten games. They lost to Illinois in double overtime and then lost at number 16 Michigan by 5 on Sunday. Minnesota has won 6 straight over the Hawkeyes, so Iowa with some things to take care of tonight. Devin Marble, Matt Gatens, Eric May, Melson Basabi, and Zach McCabe expected to be in the starting lineup tonight for the Hawkeyes. That's a 7 o'clock, I make that an 8 o'clock tip time tonight at Williams Arena. We're on the air at 7 o'clock with a pregame show this evening here on the radio. Also, Iowa State will be in action tonight. The Cyclones at home in Ames as a pair of teams with identical records facing off this evening as the Texas Longhorns come to town. Each team 10-3 entering tonight's contest as Iowa State opens up Big 12 play at home. The Cyclones have won 5 straight, but they barely got past woeful Mississippi Valley State, 67-65 on Saturday. Texas has won 8 of its last 9 games as Jacobin Brown scored 23 points in helping the Longhorns beat Rice on Saturday. Scott Christofferson, Chris Allen, Chris Babb, Royce White, Percy Gibson expected to be the starting lineup tonight for the Cyclones as they'll face off against Texas. That's an 8 o'clock tip time at Hilton Coliseum. Well, Gene Bartow, who succeeded John Wooden at UCLA and later began Alabama Birmingham's program, has died. He was 81. A UAB spokesman says Bartow, who is president of the company that owns the NBA's Memphis Grizzlies and FedEx Forum, died on Tuesday evening at his home in Birmingham, Alabama, after a nearly 2-year battle with stomach cancer. Bartow was one of the winningest NCAA Division I basketball coaches with 647 wins over 34 seasons. He succeeded John Wooden as UCLA's coach in 1976 and led the Bruins to the Final Four. He left after 2 seasons to start Alabama Birmingham's program. He was UAB's coach from 1978 to 96 before handing the reins off to his son. UAB athletic director Brian Mackin called Bartow a beloved figure in college basketball and in the lives of many players and fans. In women's college basketball news, Iowa State coach Bill Fennelly says starting guard Jessica Schroll has abruptly left the team. Fennelly tells the Ames Tribune that Schroll, a junior, informed him that she was seeking to transfer on Saturday. The university released a statement shortly after last Friday's win over New Hampshire that Schroll was taking a leave of absence for personal reasons. Schroll averaged 6.9 points a game and had 10 starts for the Cyclones this season. Iowa State, who's 9-2, opens up Big 12 play at Oklahoma this evening. In the NBA last night, Cleveland beat Charlotte 115-101. It was Chicago over Atlanta 76-74. Portland outscored Oklahoma City 103-93. Memphis over Sacramento 113-96. It was Utah over Milwaukee 85-73. And the LA Lakers beat Houston 108-99. In the National Hockey League, Washington beat Calgary 3-1, Buffalo 4-3 over Edmonton, the New York Islanders in a shootout 4-3 over Carolina, Toronto outscored Tampa Bay 7-3, Detroit edging Dallas 5-4, and St. Louis 4-1 over Phoenix last night. In high school wrestling last night, Corning hosting a double duel. It was Clarinda winning twice as the Cardinals beat Corning 46-33, Clarinda over Red Oak 62-18, also Corning topping Red Oak 52-30 last evening. In college football, Brendan Gibbons drilled a 37-yard field goal down the middle in overtime to lift 13th-ranked Michigan to a 23-20 victory over 17th-ranked Virginia Tech in the Sugar Bowl. That victory capped an impressive debut season for head coach Brady Hoke, who has led the Wolverines back to prominence with a BCS Bowl victory. Denard Robinson highlighted an otherwise unspectacular night with touchdown passes of 45 and 18 yards to junior Hemingway. Michigan finished 11-2 under Hoke, who replaced the fired Rich Rodriguez. Virginia Tech had more than double Michigan's total yards with 377 to 184 for the Wolverines and had 22 first downs to Michigan's 12, but they had to settle for 4 field goals in regulation by their third-string kicker Justin Meyer. He was forced into action after Virginia Tech coach Frank Beamer suspended his starter because he was charged with robbery and his backup because of team violations. However, Meyer was unable to connect on his 5th try from 37 yards away in the opening possession of overtime as the Hokies finished 11-3. The Associated Press and the NFL will announce the annual league awards, including Most Valuable Player, in a 2-hour primetime special NFL Honors to air on NBC on Super Bowl Eve, February 4th. All 7 AP NFL awards will be presented from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time live from the Murat Theater in Indianapolis during a show hosted by 30 Rock star Alec Baldwin. The show will feature a live performance by Lenny Kravitz and appearances by Hall of Famers Jerry Rice, Barry Sanders, Deion Sanders, Shannon Sharp, and Steve Young. The awards program will be preceded by a red carpet show on the NFL Network. In addition to MVP, the league will announce the winner of the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award, which recognizes a player's community service as well as playing excellence. The other AP awards are Coach of the Year, Comeback Player, Defensive Player, and Defensive Rookie, along with Offensive Player and Offensive Rookie of the Year honors. In other NFL news, Bears coach Lovie Smith is keeping his job after an erratic 8-8 season marred by injuries to quarterback Jay Cutler and running back Matt Forte, but general manager Jerry Angelo is out of work. He's been fired after 11 years on the job, producing one trip to the Super Bowl and another appearance in an NFC Championship game. The Bears looked to be a lock for the playoffs before Cutler went down with a season-ending thumb injury. They were 7-3 before losing 5 of their last 6 and missing the playoffs for the fourth time in 5 years. The Bears are also letting offensive coordinator Mike Martz's contract expire. He'd been with the team for 2 years. Shane Day, the Bears quarterback's coach, isn't coming back either. Chargers president Dean Spanos has decided to keep coach Norv Turner and general manager A.J. Smith amid increasing fan discontent. San Diego opened 4-1 but was undone by a 6-game losing streak in the middle of the season, and they ended an 8-8 campaign Sunday, missing the playoffs for the second straight year. One more win and the Chargers would have claimed the AFC West title. Turner is 49-31 in 5 years in San Diego, but only 3-3 in the playoffs. Smith has come under fire for the erosion of talent on a roster that at one time was considered among the NFL's best. The Eagles owner is standing by his longtime coach, Andy Reid. Jeffrey Lurie says despite a down year, Reid still has a fire in his belly to be the best and will be back for a 14th season in Philadelphia. Lurie left open the possibility that there could be some changes to Reid's staff. After an off-season spending spree on high-priced free agents, the Eagles finished 8-8 and needed a 4-game season-ending winning streak to reach the .500 mark. They missed the playoffs for the first time since 2007 and just the fourth time in Reid's 13-year tenure. Former Titans coach Jeff Fisher is interviewed for the Dolphins' coaching vacancy. He's believed to be Miami's top choice, and owner Stephen Ross is willing to pay big money, but competition from other NFL teams may be fierce. The Rams and Buccaneers both fired their coaches Monday, bringing to 5 the total number of head coaching vacancies around the NFL. Fisher coached the Titans franchise for 17 years and led Tennessee to a Super Bowl. He stepped down after the 2010 season and sat out the 2011 campaign. The Dolphins fired Tony Sparano with 3 games left in his 4th season as their coach. The Vikings have promoted Rick Spielman to general manager. He took over as the team's vice president of player personnel in 2006, and he's also worked for Detroit, Chicago, and Miami during 21 seasons as an NFL executive. The Vikings say Spielman will oversee all football-related activities for the team. Minnesota finished in the NFC North with a disappointing 3-13 record, placing them last in the division. Super Bowl spots are still the hottest ticket in advertising. NBC has sold out all the commercial time for February 5th game in Indianapolis and even has a waiting list of advertisers. The average cost for a 30-second spot this year, more than you have in your pocket, $3.5 million. Some slots costing as much as $4 million. Slots are still available, though, during NBC's pregame show, and those on the waiting list for the Super Bowl will have an opportunity to advertise if other companies happen to give up their slots. In baseball news, free agent center fielder Coco Crisp agreed to a 2-year contract to return to the Athletics, filling one key void in the Oakland outfield heading into the 2012 season. A person with knowledge of the negotiations confirmed that Crisp would return to the A's in a deal that's worth $14 million. Also, a person familiar with the negotiations says that infielder Greg Dobbs has agreed to a 2-year contract to remain with the Miami Marlins. Dobbs, an 8-year veteran, hit .275 in 134 games for the Marlins last season. The Chicago Cubs and outfielder Reed Johnson agreed to a $1.15 million one-year contract. The 35-year-old hit .309 with 5 homers and 28 knocked in 111 games for Chicago last season, his second stint with the team. He also played for the Cubs from 2008 to 2009, hitting .287 with 10 homers and 72 RBIs in 174 games. And the Cleveland Indians have signed free agent reliever Robinson Tejada to a minor league contract and invited him to camp to try to win a bullpen spot. The 29-year-old right-hander has a 23-27 career record with a 4.42 ERA in 183 games as a relief pitcher with the Royals, Phillies, and the Rangers. That's Jack of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.